This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado's most problematic wolf pack will remain in Pitkin County for now. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Copper Creek pack has repeatedly killed cattle outside Aspen. After a recent string of attacks, some Colorado wildlife commissioners proposed something unprecedented, ditching their traditional oversight role and ordering state biologists to kill or capture the animals. In a special meeting Monday, Jeff Davis, the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife, said his staff is following official policy and he doesn't think removing the entire pack makes sense right now.
Now, that doesn't mean that the commission can't change course in the future, but that's, in my opinion, where we are today.
The commission ultimately opted against overruling wildlife managers, but the debate shows Colorado wolf restoration isn't getting any less controversial. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Canyon City's historic Abbey Winery has three new awards from the UK-based Decanter World Wine Awards. Larry Otto owns that winery. He says this recognition is a culmination of 20 years of winemaking.
It's huge for the winery and should help sell some wine.
The Abbey Winery won 2 silver and 1 bronze award. The winery is the first in the state to win a silver from the competition. West Nile has been detected in mosquitoes trapped in Weld County. It's something you can expect more of with the hotter weather. In a small number of cases, it causes a serious and even fatal illness. West Nile virus symptoms like fever, headache, and nausea can appear 3 to 14 days after an infection. Best advice is to drain standing water around your home and limit outdoor activities at dawn and dusk when the mosquitoes are most active. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.